In John chapter 11 and in verse 35, the word of the Lord says, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, or Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest not believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. You can be seated. Thank you for standing with us. There are subjects of preaching to be done through this chapter of the Word of the Lord. And of course, much of the story that you are familiar with, starting in the first verse of the chapter we did not read in your hearing this morning. But there's so much preaching to be done, whether it be that of the resurrection and the life, those obvious lessons of how that the Lord, my friend, is the resurrection and the life. The phrase that's in verse 28 is a beautiful one. The Master has come and calleth for thee. There's a sermon surely to be preached there. There's a sermon certainly on the weeping Christ and the humanity of our Lord and the lessons we learn from it. There are surely sermons, my friend, in verse 40 where he said, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. I appreciate the lesson learned in verse 43 when Jesus cries, Lazarus, come forth, and gives us an image of the resurrection at the last time when the Lord will call forth all of those that are in the grave dead that know him. And it'll not just be one individual's name, but it'll be all those who are dead in Christ that rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be called away to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm thankful for that lesson. There is in verse 44 a tremendous sermon to be preached as he's bound hand and foot, but the Lord calls him forth, gives him life. And once he gives him life, he says, loose him and let him go. I'm glad when God calls a man out of the deadness of sin and he's bound by the things of this world that he doesn't leave him that way. But thank God he'll give him, my friend, the teaching and the instruction from the men of God, the apostles, the disciples of Christ. He told the disciples, you loose him and you let him go. And I'm thankful that we do know what it is to be free from the things of this world as children of God, and to be able to have that freedom and not be bound by the things of this world. But I want to preach on the overriding theme that is in this entire chapter, as it does begin in chapter, in verse number 1. They find out as Jesus, and we find the chapter, by the way, in John chapter 10, closing out with, my friend, the picture of faith and how that the Lord has come performed miracles and many believe on him and begin to trust in him. And then in chapter 11, we find another impossible situation where people begin to doubt. And that is, by the way it seems to work many times, even in our own lives and in our own walk with God. Today we believe, and tomorrow we're saying, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. And today we think God can do anything, and tomorrow we're wondering, can he this time? And so we see that cycle in our everyday lives ourselves. But then in chapter number 11, we find that this man Lazarus is sick, even unto death. And they send for Jesus. And Lazarus doesn't seem to have much going for him. He looks like he's going to die. No doctors to take care of him that really knew what they were doing. Modern medicine is not around. They say he's not going to make it. And the only thing he's got going for him is Jesus is his best friend. Well, that changes everything, doesn't it, when Jesus is your friend? And it says that it was that same Lazarus who had sisters by the name of Martha and Mary. And it was that Mary, my friend, who did anoint the feet of our Lord Jesus. And we find that in chapter 12 of John.
And so we find taking place here in chapter 11 when they come to Jesus and he tarried still in the same place before he even begins his journey. He tarried still a couple of days. And then he says, let's go down to Bethany and we'll see after Lazarus. But his apostles said, Lord, if you go back to Judea, sure as the world, they'll kill you when you get there. And he said, well, we're going. He set his face. The Bible said one gospel that he set his face as a flint towards Jerusalem. And he started his way back into Judea. And they said of Lazarus, he said, how's he doing? Has one come? They said, and Jesus said unto them, said he's sleeping. And they said, Lord, and he said, I'm going to wake him up out of his sleep, matter of fact. And they said, Lord, if he's sleeping, then he does well. But he spoke not of taking sleep and rest. And he said unto them, Lazarus is dead. And we're going to Bethany. And Thomas said, well, if he's going to die, if Jesus is going to get killed, let's all just go die with him. At least he was willing to go die for the sake of the Lord, wasn't he? And so we find them coming, my friend. And as they arrive in the town, they find out, my friend, that he's been laying in the grave for 4 days in verse 17. And as he's nigh unto Bethany, while he's still 15 furlongs off, the Jews came to Mary and to Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. And then my friend Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him in the way. And Martha said unto him in verse number 21, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And she said, but I know that even now whatsoever thou ask of God, God will give it unto thee. And Jesus saith unto her, now notice what she is saying. First she said, Lord, if you'd have been here, you could have done something. And then she said, but don't think that this made me lose faith in you. I still believe that you can do anything that God asks you to do and that you ask God of. And he says unto her in verse number 23, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection, the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall I live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Lord, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And she didn't really answer the question that he asked her, but she did say, Lord, I believe you're the Son of God. And if you say it, it must be right. I don't understand it. I don't know everything about it, but if you say it, it must be right. Then we find, my friend, they sent word to Mary, the other sister, that Jesus was come. The Master was come and calls for her. When my friend, she comes to where Jesus is, she says the same thing to him that Martha said. Lord, if you had been here, if you'd just been here, my brother would not have died. I can see Martha and Mary in the house. Before Jesus showed up, they must have already had this conversation. If Jesus had just been here, then my brother would not have died. And so Martha tells him when Jesus gets there, and Mary tells him when Jesus gets there, and hey, he said he's already been laid in the grave for 4 days. He said, show me where you've laid him. Martha said, oh Lord, and now don't make a scene about it all. There's no need in all of that. He gets down there, and in verse 35, he's weeping. Notice it didn't say here he shed a tear, or that a tear trickled down his face, but it said Jesus wept. He's visibly sobbing. It's showed up on him, this issue of grief. And my friend, he's weeping before this, my friend, this tomb. And listen, there's a couple of reasons why. There's a couple of reasons why that he's weeping. He's weeping, my friend, first of all, for their unbelief. He's weeping because that he's come to raise Lazarus from the dead. And yet, hey, Martha and Mary's saying, Lord, if you'd have been here, you could have done something. But now, you're too late. Whenever he begins to weep and cry, you know what the Pharisees say? They say, hey, this fellow, hey, he fed the 5,000. This man gave sight to the blind. Surely if he'd have been here, that's what he said in verse 36, if he'd have been here, he could have done something about this. This man would not have had to die. You know what they're saying so much when they say that? And now it's too late. He could have helped him before. He could have done something before. But now it's too late. Jesus is the right person for the right situation. He's the right man for the job. But he's just showed up too late. The situation's done got out of hand. It's hopeless now. It's helpless now. There's nothing he can do now. It's done got too bad. I believe it could have worked before when the situation my friend started. When it started getting bad. When it started getting worse. But now it's gone too far. And now he's too late. And look what happened here when they said that. And Jesus in verse 38 again groaned in himself and cometh to the grave. Their doubt, their unbelief breaks his heart even further as he approaches the grave. And he said, take the stone away. Martha stepped in and said, wait a minute, Lord. Wait a minute now. He's been in that grave for 4 days. His body stinks by now. If you were going to have your last respects, and if you were going to say goodbye to him, you should have showed up at the funeral. You should have been here earlier. It's too late now. If you were going to help him, you should have got here while he's alive. It's too late now. If you're going to give life to him, you should have got here while he's sick. But it's too late now. If you're going to do something, you should have already got here, Lord. But you showed up late. It's too late now.
Jesus groaned in himself. He says, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. I don't know that Martha believed when he told her this even. I'm not convinced that even at this point she was fully aware of what the Lord was about to do. I don't think anybody was fully aware except for the Lord himself of what he was about to do. But they did do what he asked them to. I want to tell you something, friend. There is a place and a time even when faith is weak and when your unbelief seems great where if you'll just be obedient to God, even my friend, if you say, I know see how he can do anything, and I don't know how he can work, and it looks like it's too late, and I don't know if God's even going to do anything, but God said do this, and I'm going to do it, and if it works out, great, and if it don't work out, I'm trusting God, I'm going to do what God said, even if it looks like it's too late. And that's what they did. They pulled the stone away and Jesus began to pray. Oh, and when Jesus prays, buddy, things happen. Amen. And aren't you glad that we have an intercessor? Aren't you glad when we pray that he prays? Woo! Aren't you glad, thank God, that we have a go-between, an advocate between us and God? And when Jesus prays, things happen. He's become a more excellent high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He takes our prayers to God the Father, and God the Father sends the answer through the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you, when Jesus prays, something happens. He told Peter, he said, the devil desires to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But thank God, hear this. He said, but I have prayed for thee. Woo! I'm going to tell you some friend in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed for his disciples, but he said not only for these, but also for them that you're going to give me. I want to tell you, Brother Scott, Jesus has prayed for you. Brother Thomas, Jesus has prayed for you. When Jesus prays, things start to happen. Woo! Hey, that ain't even an outline. Lord, just give me that. Woo! I want to tell you, thank God, when Jesus prays, something's going to happen big. Woo! And he's a praying for us. And he has prayed for us. His prayers for Peter were so strong. He said, the devil wants to sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you. And when you're converted, you strengthen the brethren. My prayers are going to be so great for you. While the devil's trying to destroy you and attack you and kill you, you're not only going to have enough strength for yourself, but you'll be able to help somebody else. Amen. Oh, what a blessing to know that Jesus is praying for you. Woo! Well, I'm glad the Holy Ghost is still alive, ain't you? Praise his high and holy name.
I'm glad it still works in my heart. I'm glad the Lord puts preaching in me. I love my outlines. Thank God for preparation and prayer time in my office. Amen. And Bible study. But I'm glad when I get up to preach, Brother Scott, that there's some preaching that comes about in my heart while I'm yet in this pulpit. And reminds me that the Lord prayed for me and that God's working in me. Woo! Bless His sign, holy name. The preaching that really cranks me up the most ain't that I prepared for, but that I didn't know nothing about until all of a sudden God come on it. Woo! Reminds me it ain't all me, it's Him. Thank God for showing up on the scene. Amen. I done blown the whole introduction and the sermon and everything right about now, and not really even sure where I left off at. But I'm glad Jesus will pray for you. Hey, and then Peter, who'd been prayed for, has stood on my friend the day of Pentecost and said unto him, it's not just for us and just for you, but it's unto your children and even to them that's afar off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. It ain't just me He's prayed for, Peter said. Jesus is a praying for them, and it's your youngins and mine. Hey, if we'll trust Him, we can't lose. When Jesus praying for us. Woo! Bless His name. Hallelujah. Makes me want to run about a country mile a foot there. Amen. Boy, I'm glad. Thank God Jesus will pray for you. Woo! Bless His name. All right. Well, I'm trying to find the scripture again. And so he begins to pray. And then after he prays, and notice what he said when he prayed. I got to hit this too. He said, Lord, I appreciate you hearing me. But it's not, I don't say that because you I don't hear me all the time. I just say it because I know you always hear me. But there's other folks standing around listening to it. Woo! I want to tell you, sometimes seem like I pray and they ain't nobody listening. I seem like I pray and it don't get no higher in the ceiling. Oh, but thank God, we have a high priest which can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities. He wasn't always tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, and we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. I'll tell you, when Jesus prays, the Father always hears, and He always answers. Hell, my Lord, I hope you'll remember that if you forget everything. I know I will. If you forget everything else I preached this morning, I hope you'll remember that. Oh, yes. And so Jesus, and that's supposed to be a sideline to the sermon, but let me give you what I got this morning. I done messed it all up, and now I'll just give you what I got and quit. Oh, my Lord. And to Jesus, my friend, after He prays, then He commands. I want to tell you, that's how God works in ancient prayers, isn't it? Hey. After, my friend, He intercedes, then He answers, then He commands, then He brings forth miracles. And He did, and He said, Lazarus, come forth. Aren't you glad the Lord don't just hear prayers, but He answers prayers? Amen. The Lord's ear is not heavy that He can't hear, and His hand is not short that He cannot save. He can both hear and answer prayer. Amen. Oh, that's right. And so it says, Lazarus, come forth. And the man that was dead came out. They said, Jesus is too late. They said, it's too far gone. They said, there's no hope now. And Jesus just says, Lazarus, come forth. They said, he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said, move the stone. They said, his body stinks by now. Jesus said, I'm about to pray. They said, Lord, you're too late. And Jesus said, I told you if you'd believe, you'd see the power of God. They said, Lord, don't make a scene. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he made a scene. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he come out of there wrapped in grave clothes. This is like mummy clothes. I mean, he's wrapped up hand and foot. Can't you just see him hopping out of that old grave? I mean, this way. And everybody's watching him. I'm coming out and wondering what's going to happen now. He said, hey, fellas, quit standing around. Take the grave clothes off. Turn him loose and let him go free. I'll tell you, that's a picture of a child being born to the family of God. We're dead in trespasses and sins. We come out pale, head and foot. quit. That the Lord said, turn them loose. Let them go free. I've already paid the price. If I call them out of the grave, they don't have to wear grave clothes. Well, if I call them out of the grave, they can go free. Amen. I'm free this morning because Jesus said, come forth. I'm free because Jesus prayed for me. Whoa! I'm free because He came on the scene. When I was dead and now I'm alive. I was blind and now I see. Hallelujah! He's set me free. Whoa! Yes! Hallelujah! Whoa! Bless His name. I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, help us this morning. Free from the world of sin. Hey, hey, hey. I'll finish that line another time. Some of you, it's what God's oppressing on my heart. Oh, God, help me preach. Some of you this morning has got, my friend, husbands or wives, or son or daughter, or brother, sister, mom or dad, neighbor and best friend, my friend that's dead in trespasses and sins. They're bound in grave clothes. You've wondered if it's too late. You've wondered if God is ever going to do anything. You know if God had just come on the scene that He could do something. But it seemed like it's too late. It seemed like He ain't going to show up. Oh, God, help us. Oh, but thank God. It's not too late. And He still brings dead things to life. And He still saves sinners. And He can still save that one that you love so much. That wayward daughter that you wonder when she's ever going to come in at night. Oh, that rebellious boy that seemed like got the meanness of hell in his attitude and his spirit. Oh, God. That mom or dad that own up in years and you wonder, maybe they've gotten too hard-hearted or gone too long for God to work. And God's a saying to us this morning, I've told you if you just believe that you'd see the glory of God. I'm praying for you. You can't lose while I'm praying for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my Lord. You sitting on the pew like I am, with little old girls like this one here, and little old boys in this congregation, and you know what trouble they'll face in this difficult world. And my friend, the hearts of men are waxing worse and worse and colder and harder. And you're wondering, what in the world are we going to do? And how's my young'uns going to make it? And how's my young'uns going to get saved? I'll tell you, they'll get saved the same way we all got saved. When He says, come forth, that's when they'll get saved. Would you just believe and you'd see the glory of God. Jesus is a praying for you. Hallelujah. Brother Scott pulled me up and he'd say, I don't know. Everything's going to happen in my ministry from here forward. And I want you to pray for me. And that's all good, except I can't do a thing if Jesus don't carry Amen. My prayer forward. But Amen. I want to tell you, Brother Scott, something. Jesus is praying for you. Woo! Hallelujah. Brother Tom, watching these boys, wants them all to be saved, meet them in heaven. And I'll tell you, Brother Tom, I'm praying for him. And I'm praying for you to be a good daddy and a good husband. But I can't do it so much, but I want to help you this morning and tell you Jesus is praying for you. Woo! Bless His name. Brother Bob coming this morning, huffing and trying to catch his breath and wondering about that asthma. And I was whispering a prayer for you back here, Brother Bob. But I want to help you and tell you Jesus is praying for you. Woo! Bless His name. I wish I could get there by the congregation this morning. Brother Anthony, hey, the building business is slow. The bank still wants some money. Carol EMC still stands the bill. But I want to tell you something. Jesus is praying for you. Woo! Hey. Brother Jeff, I know you've been praying for them girls and boys. I know your heart's heavy. I know y'all sought the face of God for it. And I've been praying with you. But can I encourage you this morning, sis, and tell you that Jesus is praying for you. Wow. Bless his high and holy name. If we had a while this morning, I'd come around and talk to y'all about your individual situation. But I just want to remind you today that Jesus is praying for you. And if you just believe, you can see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, the divorce courts is a calling our names and a trying to destroy our homes. And we wonder how we'll make it in the future. Hey. And you wonder about the job. But Jesus has been praying for you. Hey. And you hear this morning, ain't you, brother? I tell you, Jesus is praying for you. Woo! Hallelujah! I want to tell you, if you'll believe, you'll see the power of God. If you'll believe, you'll see the glory of God. It ain't too late to pray for that daddy, Brother John. It ain't too late to believe God for them boys. I tell you, Jesus is praying for you. My Lord. I don't know what else to do with this. So I'm going to quit messing it up. I want you to stand. You need to come pray. I want you to do it this morning. Amen. You need help from the Lord. Jesus is praying for you. Would you come pour your heart out to Him? Let Him intercede to the Father on your behalf. Maybe it's younguns. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your dad, your mom. Oh, there's questions about the future. You don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow. Oh, yes. And Jesus is praying for you. You're a winner, not a loser. You're a winner. Because Jesus is praying for you.
The Lord is not too busy. Hallelujah. That He can't reach down and mend a broken heart. And my burden is not too heavy that He can't hear my plea of faith. God still answers prayers. God still answers prayers. And in His time, He'll work a miracle. He will never fail. Satan has lost the battle. When to the Lord you humbly bow, God still answers prayers. Now if you feel that life is hopeless and your night has no end, there's still hope for your hurting heart. For He'll be right there with you no matter what you're going through. God still answers prayers. God still has lost the battle. Went to the Lord, you humbly bow. God still answers prayers. God still answers. And in His time, He'll work a miracle. He will never fail. Satan has lost the battle. When to the Lord you humbly bow, God still answers prayers. Satan has lost the battle. When to the Lord you humbly bow, if God was there with Daniel in the lion's den, and if He was there with the fire, with the three Hebrew children, then He'll be there with you no matter what you're going through. God has lost the battle, went to the Lord.